Aloha mai kakou. This is John Tilton, Senior Pastor of New Hope Oahu. In a moment, a message from our founding pastor, Wayne Cordero, on Words of New Hope.
I had a lady come to me and she said, you know, Wayne, I'm married. I know I'm married. I know I have a family. I have two kids. But, you know, at work, there's a man that, oh, man, I tell you, every time I go in there, there's this chemistry between us. I said, wait a minute. She said, really? Every time around him, I'm floating. I said, doesn't mean it's right. You can jump out of the 30th story and you're floating for a little while.
Welcome to Words of New Hope. Today, Pastor Wayne continues a message that examines the heart of King David, a man after God's own heart. If you're anything like the lady Pastor Wayne was just talking about, if your heart is pulling you in the wrong direction, block out the next half hour and stay tuned. This message is for you. Here is Pastor Wayne with a message entitled, Directing Our Hearts.
But there's a major dysfunction that takes place because it's a wrong value, something God does not value, but because we treasured it, because we need affection or attention, that's a value. I need affection. That becomes such a value, our heart just goes bang, bang, bang to whatever, even though it's completely wrong. And then what happens? Your emotions go after it. But instead, what God is saying is, in the beginning, here it is. You've got to establish right values. You got to do that in the beginning, because if you don't, you'll go wrong. Now, why? You say, well, if our heart can't discern what's a right value or wrong value, what part of you sets those values? Well, the Bible says that there is part of you is called the spirit part of you. Not the soul. The soul is your emotions, your will, etc. But that spirit part of you is that part of you that comes alive when you receive Christ and say, Lord, I want to be born again. Come into my heart and rule and reign. There's a part of you called your spirit that comes alive. That's the part of you that communicates with the Lord. You develop ears to hear, or that you get ears in your heart, the Bible says, ears that hear. And God communicates with your spirit, not with your emotions, your spirit. And you strengthen that, what the Bible calls it, the vocabulary is your inner man. You strengthen your inner man to hear him more and more. Now, your inner man is not emotional. It hears God's word and it, bing, it resounds. Bing, it says yes. Bing, it concurs with what God is saying. Because it says, yes, I resonate with what you're saying, God. That's your spirit part of you. That discerns values. And then your heart has to be directed towards that. So would you write in your notes there, in that next bullet, our inner man must discern what are eternal values. Our inner man. Not your emotions, not your flesh, not even your intellect. Because the Bible says the wisdom of man is foolishness to God. Sometimes we say, well, I don't know, I can't figure out God. You don't figure him out with your mind. Well, I can't feel, you know, I can't feel the energy yet. Well, you don't feel it either. There's your spirit comes alive, and down in your heart of hearts, I know this is right. I just know. Well, how? Don't know, but I know. That's that part of you that the surgeon can't pinpoint, but God knows. And that's called your inner man. In fact, let's read the scripture together, Romans 7:22. Go. For I joyfully concur with the law of God, where? In the inner man. The next one. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with power through his spirit in the inner man. You know what he's saying? My spirit will strengthen your inner man, or your inner ability to hear my instructions as what's right or wrong. How do you do that? By his spirit. Well, the scripture says in 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is inspired by or God-breathed by God. See, the spirit will use his word. The more you do your daily devotions, then you start to read in the scriptures what God values, what he doesn't value, what he values, what he doesn't value, what he values, what he doesn't value. You start to establish, as that your inner man concurs with that, you start to just sort of intuitively develop eternal values. I value these things too. I'm starting to treasure what God treasures. And you're starting to build heavenly treasure in your heart, or you're storing up treasure in heaven, where man can't destroy, moths can't destroy, thieves can't break and steal. Betrayal, a mistake, cannot mess with, won't remove my value, regardless of what man does, because I have eternal values, things that God values, and it's far beyond this lifetime. Well, as you read the Word of God, the Spirit of God strengthens your inner man. So you're not struggling with, is this right or is this wrong? Is this valuable or is this not valuable? Because in the beginning, we struggle with that, right? Is this right or wrong? I don't know. Is it right? Is it God or not God? I don't know. Should I smoke this or should I not? I don't know. I don't know. He's so hot. But God made every herb with a field for my use. Yeah, I know, but I don't think so. And we struggle. But after a while, you just don't struggle with that anymore. Nope, this is right, that's wrong. This is valuable, that's not valuable. Nope, I know it. You start to, why? Because your inner man has been strengthened to the point where you don't struggle with that stuff anymore. Because at first, you see, your flesh was so strong and your spirit part was so weak because it was just brand new, see? But as you strengthen your inner man through reading of the Word of God and establishing what God says is valuable, and you putting or setting your treasure on that or your affections on what God says, that flesh part of you starts to shrink. And now when God says, this is right, that's wrong, easy to win that one. But when it's the other way around, it's a struggle and a war. But when you strengthen your inner man, it's no longer a war, it is a victory. And victory after victory after victory begins. So he's saying strengthen that. So once you establish, now establishing God's values at the beginning is not an easy thing. That's why sometimes you got to deliberate, you got to get counsel, you got to make sure, write it down, ask someone, are these things that God values? Think through it, pray through it, so that your emotions aren't clouding it. Once you establish that, then would you write down number two? What's the next step in the making of a perfect heart? Then you direct your heart to God's ways. Then you direct your heart. In other words, I establish first what God values. And my heart, I say to my heart, this is what I treasure. Get over here. I tell my heart where to go. My heart doesn't tell me where to go. Because it'll lead you astray. Jeremiah says, your heart is deceptive. It's deceitful above all else. It's able to be deceived. So when I establish God's values, and I say to my heart, this is what I treasure, get over here. That's right. Let's read what the scripture says in Proverbs 23 about directing your heart. Go. Listen, my son, and be wise, and direct your heart in the way. Will it just be distracted? Sure. Let's read the next one. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxious thoughts, and see if there be any hurtful way in me, and lead me in the everlasting way. In other words, when I stray, Lord, redirect my heart. How many of you have to be honest and say, my heart has a tendency to get distracted sometime? Raise your hand. Yeah, all of us. That doesn't mean you're not Christian. It means you're very human. So when it does, what do? Just direct your heart. Because, that's not valued to God. God doesn't value that kind of relationship. It's the wrong relationship. This is what God values here. Yeah, but I want to. No, no. Well, no. I value this. I treasure this. Heart, get over here. And sometimes your heart will fight against you. But I love her. I like this person. You just say, shut up. Get over here. Really? Just get over here. And so I say to him, sometimes Joseph had to flee. Remember that? He had to just take off. Please listen. If you're going to develop a perfect heart because you've established correct values and you direct your heart that way, can you see how you get a right heart, a perfect heart? Not a wandering heart, a perfect heart. There's going to be times that you're in a situation, a community event or in a relationship, just get out of there. Physically, just get out of there. I just don't do that anymore. Nope, I'm not involved in that this year. No, I'm not going to be continuing with that this year. Why? Just because some of the things the Lord is saying to reprioritize my heart and my life. You don't have to divulge it. But part of it is I just got to get away from that person. And I just do it. It's that fast. You know what God says? There's a woman that's developing a perfect heart. There's a man that understands the makings of a perfect heart. You see, a perfect heart is a choice you make. Not just something we fall into and just happens. No, you choose it. Direct your heart in the way. My son, be wise, direct your heart correctly. So there's times I will establish, this is valuable to God, my marriage, my family, godly morals, the commandments of God. I choose to treasure these. Now at times my heart will say, but I don't treasure it. Shut up, you will treasure it. I treasure this, 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 and this. And you watch, after a while, after I by choice make these my treasures, because I treasure it, where your treasure is, there shall your... Yeah, sooner or later, your heart starts moving that way. And then God says, ah, there's the making of a perfect heart. There's a whole heart. The heart of that person is being united towards the things of God. And there is a man after my own heart. Because God's heart's that way, you see. But it's a choice that I must make. I remember when Anna and I were just about to be married, I knew that I was to be her husband, and she knew she was to be my wife, not me, was it right? But we knew we were supposed to be together, and I had prayed through that and fasted, and I just knew that that was the choice of God, and I agreed with that, and I said yes. Well, at that time, she was working in a daycare center, and I was traveling throughout the U.S. singing at these youth camps and speaking, One day I got up, and it's like I got up and I thought about Anna, and I got to tell you the truth, it's like I had no feelings for her. I mean, it was just like 2 months away from the wedding, and I had no feelings for her. I thought, that's it. I don't love her. I don't even like her. I don't even know who she is. Now, I don't know if there were some lookers, you know, around. I was kind of getting distracted, but for some reason, I just had no feelings, so I thought, ah, tomorrow the feelings will return. Next day, nothing. Third day, nothing. Fourth day, nothing. I went to the Lord. I said, God, what is this? I thought you said. He said, did I? Yes, I know you said that I was supposed to be your husband. She's supposed to be my wife. Are you sure? Yes. Is that my value and yours? Yes, I know that. I know that. I know that. But what's happening here? The Lord said, then if you know that that's right, then go by what you know, not how you feel. Because there's times your heart will stray and disattach. Does that mean you switch your values now? No. You keep your values and your heart will reattach, because where your treasure is, there shall your heart be also. If just unbeknownst to you a little bit, you're moving your values over and checking other people out, you'll see your heart disattach a little bit. Get your value back to what I told you and go by what you know. So I remember saying, well, what about, should I write her a letter and just tell her? No. If you know what I've told you, what should you write? Well, I should write that I love her and I'm looking forward to the wedding. Then write it. Yeah, but I don't feel that way. It'd be like I'm lying. No, it's because you're choosing what's right, regardless of your feeling. Don't write by your feeling. Write by what I've told you is your value. I thought, So I write, dear Anna, I love you. Yeah, I'm lying. No, you're not. Because I got to establish that, right, God? Yep. And so, I would write by faith. And you know what the Lord taught me? He said, because you will walk by faith, not by feeling. And sure enough, when I reestablished that as my value, the very next day, all my heart and emotions came flooding back. And here's the lesson. God said, Wayne, you're going to get married, and there's going to be other times. This isn't the last time. There'll be other times where you're going to get up and you'll feel the same way. But does that mean you just can it all and throw it all to the wind? No. You get your heart and value back to what I've established as valuable. Because where your treasure is, then your heart will be also. Direct your heart in the way. And then you'll begin to understand that the making of a perfect heart is an everyday affair. You establish that. And then, number three, because it will stray, number three, guard your heart's affections. Guard your heart's affections. I have to constantly re-inventory my life. What am I valuing right now? Money, prosperity, notoriety, this or that. I constantly have to reevaluate the values that I am sort of seeing bubble up to the surface. Is that a treasure that God wants me to treasure? Is that the best? Is that something God values? And I check and reevaluate and guard my heart's affections. The reason? Let's read Proverbs 4:23. Go. Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flows the springs of life. Yeah. And the next one, Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. Make sure that my whole heart is to respect you. So you're constantly guarding your heart. And when that happens, you're directing your heart. You're in the middle of the making of a perfect heart. You become a man after God's own heart because God says, that's what I value. And you're choosing to obey me, to unite your heart, to fear my name, to do what I am telling you to do, what I'm valuing. And now God is saying, there's a man after my own heart. Can I encourage you with a little homework? Sometime this week, write down the things that God is valuing. What does he value in your life? And then just start thinking about it. Allow the Lord to help you to ruminate and say, I treasure that. Now, there's going to be times your flesh will say, no, I don't treasure that. Say, shut up. I treasure this because God treasures this. My marriage, my family, this or that. And write down the things that you feel God says will be eternally valuable and has eternal fruit attached to it. And then just start valuing that. And you'll see in 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, your heart starts to change. Because where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. That's how your heart starts to change or get corrected or become perfected. And then when it attaches, you will start to see even emotions or passion start to move that way. And when that happens, God says, that's it. Now you're starting to become a person with a perfect heart. Will it get distracted after that? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you go by what you know. Keep redirecting. I had a lady come to me and she said, you know, Wayne, I'm married. I know I'm married. I know I have a family. I have 2 kids. But, you know, at work, there's a man that, oh, man, I tell you, every time I go in there, there's this chemistry between us. I said, what? Yeah, she said, that's the word, chemistry. There's chemistry. I said, what do you mean chemistry? She said, you know, I never felt this way about any other man. I mean, I know I'm married, but it'd probably be a mistake. But this chemistry, this might be the one. This might be the one. I said, wait a minute. She said, really? Every time around him, I'm floating. I said, doesn't mean it's right. You can jump out of the 30th story and you're floating for a little while. But don't determine that it's right because you feel floating. You establish once again the value of God and redirect your heart. And God says, now you are perfecting your heart because that's what I value. And now you're a woman with a perfect heart, not an imperfect heart, not a straying heart, not a distracted heart, not a deceitful heart, but a perfect heart. And as all of us are doing that, starting by establishing what God values, just ruminate on those and say, Lord, I'm going to value what you value. I treasure what you treasure. I rejoice over what you're rejoicing in. And I will weep over what you weep over. And then you start correcting your heart. And then God says, there's a man after my own heart. There's a woman after my own heart. There's a church after my own heart. And when God sees that, boy, you watch him open the windows of heaven and start pouring out such a blessing because the Lord says, that's it. I will support and reinforce this kind of people. And I tell you, when you have that whole heart, life returns in full measure. I can't think of a better thing to do than to be a people whose heart's after God's heart. Can you say amen? Let's do that and watch what God does. Let's do that. Here's some of the things the Lord's saying to you for this season of your life. Make as your treasure, because I am making it as treasure. Make these your values, because I see these as valuable. Could be in character, could be in attitude, could be in relationships. Just, you know, nobody knows your life like you do. And you write those down. And then say, Lord, over the next few months, help me to establish these as treasures to me. And these are unfailing. So that regardless of what happens in people's reactions or whatever, I will never feel worthless because my value is in what you value, not a failing value. And when it goes down, I feel valueless, worthless. No, I'm going to establish my values based on eternal values. Then I understand what it means to store up for myself treasures in heaven where thieves can't steal, moth can't mess up, rust can't take away. Nope, I'm going to make these as godly values. And then your heart attaches to it. And then you guard your heart.
And then God says, now there's a people with a perfect heart happening right there in Hawaii. I can't think of a better thing to do than that. Because God doesn't look on the outer. He looks on the heart. Yeah. Let's bow our heads as we pray. With your heads bowed, if you say, you know, Wayne, that's me. My heart, I really want to have my heart right with God, but it does get distracted and it does go off and wander. Lord, would you help me? Give me your strength, because you said that your spirit would strengthen the inner man. Lord, that's what I need. That's what I pray for. If that's you, would you raise a hand? Just let the Lord know, and he'll see your honesty, your candor, and he responds to that because it comes from your heart. Yeah. Yeah, you can put your hands down. If you're here today and you've never received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, today is the day. Because you see, we can talk about all of these things, but if the Lord isn't living in your heart, then you won't be able to hear him, because there is where he takes up residence, and he can speak to you and you hear his values, you hear his directives and his instructions. But if he's not in your heart, you can kind of conjure up religious kinds of things or what's right or what's best, but you'll make huge amounts of mistakes, because the Lord doesn't say follow a philosophy. He says follow me. And that's where the relationship with Jesus Christ comes. But that starts with you saying, Lord, I open my heart to receive you as Lord and Savior. You know I need forgiveness of my sins, which means I've rejected you, done it my own way. I didn't think I needed you. But in the end, I will stand before you. And Lord, I know that I need you dearly and desperately. Would you come into my heart? I don't understand all there is to understand about you, but Lord, I do know that I need you in my heart. I give you my heart in exchange for yours. Guide me as I walk with you in newness of life, and change my heart from day to day till it becomes less the old man and more a person after your heart. Change me in that way. And the Lord hears your prayer when you just honestly ask him, say, Lord, come into my heart. I receive you as Lord and Savior. And if that's you, let him know. And you can do that just by a lifting of a hand. So if you say, you know, Wayne, that's what I want right now, would you lift your hand? And doing so, you're saying yes to Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord, come into my heart. Yeah, come into my heart. Yeah. The Lord, make me brand new. Change my heart. Yeah, the Lord sees those hands, and he sees your heart as well. Good, you can put your hands down. We're going to pray this prayer, and if this is your first time, pray it with all your heart. And if you are a Christian, you've said this prayer before, say it again, because we need to renew our hearts back to him daily. So let's all pray this. And if this is the first time, outside at the connections table, you can get a yes packet. It's for those who've said yes to Christ. Just tell them, I said yes to Jesus today. In it is a Bible and some follow-up materials, free, without charge. I'll just give you one of these. It'll help you immensely. But let's all pray this in closing, then we'll sing our final song. Would you pray this after me? Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. Thank you that you came. You died for my sins, that I might have life everlasting. Grant me a new heart, a new beginning. Come into my heart and change me from the inside out, so that I will be a person after your own heart. I ask that you will lead me every single day. So I receive you as Lord and Savior. And now I say this so everyone can hear, so you can hear me, so I can hear myself, and so the devil can hear. Jesus Christ is my Lord. He is my Savior. I belong to him. In Jesus' name I pray. And Lord, that's a cry of our heart. Thank you for accepting us as we are and then changing us into the people you've always meant us to be. We give you permission. Do your work in us starting now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Welcome these who made that decision to follow Jesus Christ for the first time. God bless you.
You have just heard a message entitled Directing Our Hearts by Dr. Wayne Cordero. Thank you for listening.
Hi, this is Wayne Cordero. There's a church, New Hope West, right on our beautiful Bible College campus in Eugene, Oregon. It's time for the Word of God to live in each of us in a way that'll change our lives and the world in which we live. So join us at New Hope West on our Bible College campus, 2155 Bailey Hill Road in Eugene, Oregon. We'll see you there.
Thank you for joining us for Words of New Hope. Until next time, for Pastor Wayne Cordero, this is Del Gibbs wishing you a great day in the Lord and aloha.
Celebrate Easter at New Hope Oahu featuring special guest, Tarian. Services will be held on Saturday, April 8th at 6 p.m. and Sunday, April 9th at 7, 9:15, and 11:30 a.m. at our home at 290 Sand Island Access Road. Discover hope this Easter at New Hope Oahu. For more info, visit enewhope.org.